Yeah, he's certainly a good player for us and brings toughness and a little nastiness to the line. So it's disappointing, you know, to hear about it. But Tyler will step in. He's played before and he's played well for us, and he's going to need to, you know, for the rest of the year.
Is there a big difference in these 6 weeks basically without Ryan as far as protections or anything that you do?
No, not I don't let it affect me. I mean, the guys have a job to do and they're, you know, expected to do it. Tyler's expected to do it just like Ryan does, and he's done a good job, so I don't feel the pressure anymore. He'll have a tough task this week, obviously, that everybody knows that, but you know, we expect him to go out and play well.
You haven't seen any change in the play calls even with Tyler in there instead of?
No, I don't think so. We've kind of gotten away from doing some empty stuff, but I don't think that's to do with Tyler. I just think that's to, you know, where we're at as an offense, you know. So I don't think we've done a whole lot to, you know, specifically help Tyler.
Especially off last week, where you kind of got hit a couple times from behind with their two guys. How much do you be cognizant of the clock in your head?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I guess all 11 guys on offense have to be aware of it, you know. Receivers have to have urgency getting open. I have to have urgency getting the ball out, and the offensive line has to do a great job of running them by and giving me a chance to step up. So not just myself, but all 11 guys have to be aware of that.
You don't you say you don't play against Peyton Manning. You know, when you go into a game, you're playing against their defense. But when you know he's on the other sideline, do you kind of say, got to bring it this week?
Well, I mean, when you're playing a 12-0 team, I think you certainly got to bring it. But Peyton's one of the best there is, and one of the best who ever plays. So I'm not going to sit here and try to outdo him for sure. So we'll have to play smart football, and we'll have to play turnover free and mistake free on offense, and try to hold the ball as long as we can, and let him sit on the sideline and have fun over there.
Hey, Kyle.
So what do you think of the notion of a franchise quarterback? That's the word that gets used a lot here. Obviously, it's been used this offseason in Chicago.
I guess that's all on the franchise. So that's all in the organization. So that's probably the only way you can decide that is if the organization thinks you're one, then you're one. And I guess we'll just wait and see.
Is Peyton the kind of ultimate?
Peyton's a Hall of Fame quarterback. So there's big differences between franchise quarterbacks and Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Peyton's a Hall of Famer, and there's not many of those around.
Having played a quarterback in the state of Indiana, at least in college, what does he? How big of a person is he? Is he larger than life in Indiana, even more so than we know of him out here and across the country?
Well, he's the Colts. I mean, you think of the Colts, you know, not only in Indiana, but across the country, you think of Peyton Manning. So I think of quarterback playing, I think of Peyton Manning. So he's a premier player, and he has been for a long time, and I know how important he is, you know, back in the Midwest.
Kyle, there's a popular notion that at this time of year, teams who go into cold, raw environs are at a disadvantage. Five of the eight division leaders play indoors. Is there a disadvantage to going indoors this time of year?
There's a disadvantage going on the road. I would probably say this time of the year. I mean, we're playing good teams, and it's tough to win on the road. And you know, you go into a dome, and it's going to be extremely loud. And you know, they're a dome team. There's no question about it. They're built for the dome. They're fast, and you know, this will be the fastest defense that we see all year. So we're going to have to handle the operation. Have to handle the crowd noise, and with all that, have to be able to handle the edge and everything with the DN. So it'll be a tough task.
What does their defense do well schematically? What do they bring to the table that presents a challenge?
Well, they just tell their ends to go to the quarterback, and everybody else rallies to the run. So the ends really have no responsibilities other than to, you know, come after the quarterback, and they get there a bunch and cause a lot of havoc. And then everybody else on that defense is extremely fast, and they rally to the ball. And there's usually five or six guys there to make the tackle and try to strip the ball out.
Kyle, is Dwight Freeney the best defensive player you'll play against?
He's great. I mean, he's a great player, and no question, he's done it for a long time. Mathis is a great player. Brackett's a great player. They got young players in this. This is a younger team than when I played them last year. But their two secondary players are young and fast, and they're not getting beat on the outside. So we got a lot of guys that we got to account for this week.
When the two ends do nothing but go to the quarterback, I assume teams try to counter that by running at those two ends. Why is that not as simple as it sounds for them?
Well, I mean, yeah, they certainly, you know, a lot of draws are ran against this team. A lot of screen passes, obviously, are run against this team. But like I said, they're so fast by the other nine guys that everybody rallies to the ball, and they're there to make the plays. So they play great team defense.
Are you talked before about the keys to being, you said, you know, you try to hold the ball as long as possible. I would think you're in a good place right now with where the running game is to maybe accomplish that.
Well, we just know that we got to go on 10, 12 play drives. I mean, first of all, I think they've given up just a handful of plays over 15 yards. And that's in the run game and the pass game. So to sit here and think we're going to have 3-4 play drives and hitting big plays on them is kind of, well-wishing. So we'll have to execute and take 5 yards and take 6 yards and take the backs and just know going into the game that to be successful, we're going to have to drive the ball down. And when we get into the red zone, certainly have to come away with touchdowns.
I think last week you mentioned about playing with Brandon and how he's helped you. How has the guys around you helped you, your development as a quarterback this year?
Everybody on our team has. We this is the most talented offense I've played with, and obviously it starts with the guys up front and just give me a bunch of time to throw and make my reads. And I just feel that I'm a smart enough player that if I do have the time to set back and read the defense, then I'm going to go with the right place with the ball most of the time.
In your career, have you ever had to prepare for a defense that's playing this well?
Yeah. We've had to do it, every year you got to play defenses like this that are playing great. And we feel like we're well matched with this team. And if we go out and do our job, we'll be just fine and win the game.